Mondes podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Mondes podcast with me, Ian Todd, at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Hope you're good. Thanks very much for retweeting and liking and such like. It's available on iTunes as well if you want to do a review as well, by all means. So that's Mondes podcast and that's on iTunes Store. This is episode 103. Yeah. And we're going to be talking about the master slash Missy. I think in when Chibnall takes over, he might recast the master. I think, you know, I know nothing, obviously. But it'd be, I think Missy works well with Capaldi's doctor. Whether, you know, who knows if Missy might come back. She might be too busy to do something in the future. Who knows, you know. Michelle Gomez might think, I don't want to do it. But obviously, you know, you never know. It might be a woman doctor and a woman master. Crazy talk. Who would have thought it? But, yeah, in terms of the master, I think everyone's favourite is even people who don't know that much about the classics who love Delgado, I think, because Delgado, you know, he's the original and the best, so to speak, you know. And yeah, I mean, his dynamic with John Pertwee is brilliant. It's just, you know, I'm a big fan of the Pertwee era, but I think when the Master first came in, it went stuff, Terror of the Autons, etc., and Sea Devils, and brilliant stuff, you know, and the kind of slight thing of, are they brothers, but they're very close, but they don't like each other, but they've got massive respect. It's a good dynamic to have. And obviously there's nothing you do when Delgado sadly passed away. And the next kind of most prominent master was obviously Anthony Inley. Obviously, we'd had a couple of incarnations in between that were kind of didn't really last very long, or there weren't, you know, there was slightly charred remains and stuff. Anthony Inley was obviously my first master in first ever, was obviously Survival, the final episode, but obviously I went back and all. I did like him. I liked him in stuff like Five Doctors and stuff like that, and I liked his, I mean, sure enough, he was a little bit pantomime at times and all that, and that was obviously where he was taught to play it. But he had a slightly nasty, devilish side to him, you know. He was never going to be Delgado, but he was still very good. And Eric Roberts, yeah, well. That was interesting, wasn't it? It was someone being told to be really theatrical and camp it up, but didn't really know what the hell was happening. Wear a big gown and stuff like that. And I wasn't a massive fan of Eric Roberts' portrayal. But I like Paul McGann in it, but, you know, hey, what can you do? Problematic with the new series, because I was so excited when the Master was coming back. You know, we had subtle hints and all that, but I really like John Sim. I think he's brilliant in stuff like Life on Mars and State of Play and various things. I think he was clocking off and stuff the first time I saw him and stuff. But I just don't think he was right for this role. I think he would be brilliant in Doctor Who. In some other way, but I just don't think he worked. He's too kind of real and gritty, and I think he was trying to play this sort of manic, over the top character, and it just didn't quite work for me. And the whole when the Master was jumping up in the air like a superhero and eating meat, but like raw and stuff, it just didn't quite work for me. It just slightly misstepped. There wasn't odd moments where you thought, oh, there's something there, it could work this, but no. Michelle Gomez, I think, has brought something very interesting. She's equally as nutty, but she just brings a sort of sinister, slightly unhinged version. I'm intrigued to see her coming back in the new series as well, in series 10, see what she does and how she figures in the last Capaldi series. But you know, it's I don't think it matters if the Master's male or female at the end of the day. Delgado was still the king, you know, and when you watch the old DVDs and whatnot, you love it. You know, he is brilliant. He just gets exactly what the master is. And other people have done quite good, but I think Anthony had some good moments. But hopefully, I think Missy's moving towards what I like about the master, and hopefully she can add to that this season and see how it goes. But thanks very much for listening. It's at IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks very much for your time. Bye.
Mundus podcast.